Chapter 9, Vision of the New Earth. With Jesus at our head, we all descended from the city down to this earth, on a great and mighty mountain, which could not bear Jesus up, and it parted asunder, and there was a mighty plain. Then we looked up and saw the great city with 12 foundations, 12 gates, 3 on each side, and an angel at each gate. We all cried out, "The city! The great city! It's coming! It's coming down from God out of heaven!" And it came and settled on the place where we stood. Then we began to look at the glorious things outside of the city. There I saw most beautiful houses that had the appearance of silver supported by 4 pillars set with pearls, most glorious to behold, which were to be inhabited by the saints. And in them was a golden shelf. I saw many of the saints go into the houses, take off their glittering crowns, and lay them on the shelf, and then go out into the field by the houses to do something with the earth, not as we have to do with the earth here. A glorious light shone all about their heads, and they were continually offering praises to God. And I saw another field full of all kinds of flowers, and as I plucked them, I cried out, "They will never fade." Next I saw a field of tall grass, most glorious to behold. It was living green, and had a reflection of silver and gold as it waved to the glory of King Jesus. Then we entered a field full of all kinds of beasts, the lion, the lamb, the leopard, and the wolf, all together in perfect union. We passed through the midst of them, and they followed on peaceably after. Then we entered a wood, not like the dark wood we have here, but light and beautiful. The branches of the trees waved to and fro, and we all cried out, "We will dwell safely in the wilderness and sleep in the woods." We passed through the woods, for we were on our way to Mount Zion. As we were traveling along, we met a company, who were also gazing at the glories of the place. I noticed red as a border on their garments. Their crowns were brilliant, their robes were pure white. As we greeted them, I asked Jesus who they were. He said they were martyrs that had been slain for him. With them was an innumerable company of little ones. They had a hem of red on their garments also. Mount Zion was just before us, and on the mount was a building, which looked to me like a temple. And about it were 7 other mountains, on which grew roses and lilies. And I saw the little ones climb, or if they chose, use their little wings and fly to the top of the mountains, and pluck the never-fading flowers. There were all kinds of trees to beautify the place, the box, the pine, the fir, the oil, the myrtle, the pomegranate, and the fig tree, bowed down with the weight of its untimely figs that made the place all over glorious. And as we were about to enter the temple, Jesus raised his lovely voice and said, "Only the 144,000 enter this place," and we shouted, "Alleluia!" The temple was supported by 7 pillars, all of transparent gold, set with pearls most glorious. The things I saw there I cannot describe. Oh, that I could talk in the language of Canaan, then I could tell a little of the glory of the better world. I saw their tables of stone in which the names of the 144,000 were engraved in letters of gold. After we beheld the glory of the temple, we went out, and Jesus left us and went to the city. Soon we heard his lovely voice again saying, "Come, my people, you have come out of great tribulation and done my will, suffered for me. Come in to supper, for I will gird myself and serve you." We shouted, "Alleluia, glory," and entered into the city. And I saw a table of pure silver. It was many miles in length, yet our eyes could extend over it. I saw the fruit of the tree of life, the manna, almonds, figs, pomegranates, grapes, and many other kinds of fruit. I asked Jesus to let me eat of the fruit. He said, "Not now. Those who eat of the fruit of this land go back to the earth no more. But in a little while, if faithful, you shall both eat of the fruit of the tree of life and drink of the water of the fountain. And he said, You must go back to earth again and relate to others what I have revealed to you. Then an angel bore me gently down to this dark world. Brother William H. Hyde, who was present, composed the following verses, which have gone the rounds of the religious papers and have found a place in several hymn books. Those who have published, read, and sung them have little thought that they originated from a vision of a girl persecuted for her humble testimony, the better land. We have heard from the bright, the holy land. We have heard, and our hearts are glad. For we were a lonely pilgrim band, and weary, and worn, and sad. They tell us the pilgrims have a dwelling there, no longer are homeless ones. And we know that the goodly land is fair, where life's pure river runs. They say green fields are waving there, that never a blight shall know. And the deserts wild are blooming fair, and the roses of Sharon grow. There are lovely birds in the bowers green, their songs are blithe and sweet, and their warblings gushing ever new, the angels' harpings greet. We have heard of the palms, the robes, the crowns, and the silvery band in white, of the city fair with pearly gates, all radiant with light. We have heard of the angels there, and saints, with their harps of gold, how they sing, of the mount with the fruitful tree of life, of the leaves that healing bring. The king of that country, he is fair, he's the joy and the light of the place. In his beauty we shall behold him there, and bask in his smiling face. We'll be there in a little while. We'll join the pure and the blessed. We'll have the palm, the robe, the crown, and forever be at rest.